Jurgen Klopp just held his pre-Southampton press conference, and Ian, one of the first things he was asked about was Firmino, who looks like he's ready to start, which is a good thing. But yeah, there was also pitched a question to Klopp about whether him and Sturridge can start in the sort of same team. And to be honest, it's something that I'd be very excited to see, particularly if Sturridge is going to play the way he did in midweek. But it'd be good to have Firmino back, wouldn't it? And just in terms of, you know, having this sort of constant lineup, and particularly in the Premier League game, just building up a bit of momentum and intensity. But also, he's just a massively important part of this team, isn't he?
Yeah, I don't think anyone would ever underestimate the importance of Bobby Firmino. And if anyone did need reminding, then you see it straight away as soon as he comes off the bench. And obviously, he grabs the winner. But Craig and I were doing Talk of Reds before, and obviously, you kind of look at his Champions League goals record as well. I think that's 12 for him now. It's brilliant stuff. And we were having a bit of a debate about, you know, is there anyone you'd kind of swap him for in the Premier League? I don't think you would. I don't think Jurgen would.
There's not many I'm swapping for in the world, to be honest.
I just don't think anyone else out there is offering you quite what he does as a centre forward. And, you know, you can talk about your Canes and your Agueros, you know, fantastic strikers in their own right, you know, brilliant goal machines. But off the ball, no one comes close for me. And I think if you offered Pep Guardiola Bobby Firmino, he'd snap your hands off all day long for him. And I think, you know, we also had a little bit of a chat about, you know, other past Liverpool forwards as well. And there's maybe only Suarez, really, you think, you know, could hold the candle to him, really, in terms of, you know, being able to do the off the ball stuff as well as find the back of the net. And I think, you know, finding the back of the net is something that he's really improved as well, because I think when he arrived, you know, you didn't really see signs of him maybe getting close to 30 goals, but I think he does come close to that last year. He ends up about 27 in all comps. So there's no doubt in my mind that he's a phenomenal player. He's a vital kind of part of this Liverpool kind of team. And yeah, we look forward to seeing him tomorrow. And I think the Sturridge thing's interesting, whether he'd go in it too. You don't see it certainly kind of in the short term, but I have to say, you know, Daniel Sturridge didn't do himself any harm against Paris Saint-Germain.